CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Oh, yeah, love me a study.
How good's a study?
Oh, my God, have they done another study?
Oh, nothing better than a study.
It's time for another Bree and Jaunty study.
If it's in a study, it must be true.
Must be true.
Yep.
If there's an expert involved, got to be true.
Has to be true.
Yep.
I'm going to call myself an expert and do a study on chocolate.
You know what? I'd believe you.
Yeah, I know you would.
An expert has looked into why magpies swoop us, but not only why magpies swoop us, how we can stop it from happening. And she's saying that we need to ditch the whole don't worry about the helmet thing, don't worry about all that stupid stuff. I'll put it simple for you.
Isn't that what people are doing these days?
Yeah, they've done that for years, haven't they? Don't they look ridiculous?
On the bike helmets.
Yeah, desperate times call for desperate measures when you get done by a magpie. But Giselle Kaplan, who's a professor in animal behaviour at the University of New England and an author of the book Bird Minds, says all you need to do is make friends with a magpie.
Well, she sounds like an idiot.
She says here, magpies will only swoop if they don't know somebody.
Oh, whatever. They're swooping because their babies are in the tree.
Mate, don't have a go at me. This is the expert talking here.
Would not buy that book.
She says here that.
I bet she's never been swooped before.
No, because she's friends with all the magpies.
Oh, she's friends with them, is she?
She says here, we know that magpies remember and recognise human faces. They will remember the faces of humans for years, magpies. According to
They'll remember Giselle? Who they want to swoop. That's what they'll remember.
Aren't they evil?
Oh, here comes Jimmy. Hey, boys, here he comes.
Let's do it. Yeah. This is going to be a good time.
I used to walk home from school in this one, like, route, and the magpie used to swoop me every time.
Evil.
Didn't matter that it knew me.
Evil.
We weren't friends.
Well, it says here, okay, so let me give you this. This is how to become friends with the magpie. All right.
Oh, here we go.
Apparently, they form very long friendships like dogs. But if you're nice to the magpie, they'll introduce you to their young. They'll be the most charming birds you've ever met. So all you have to do is be nice to the magpie, right? And they'll introduce you to their young, to their family. This is how welcoming the magpies are, Bree.
What's this woman's name?
Giselle Kaplan.
And Giselle Kaplan, kids, is a great example of why you shouldn't do drugs. Because you'll end up like her.
How would you go about making friends with the magpie?
That shit crazy.
Do you bake
it? It'll introduce you to their young.
Yes, it says here, they will introduce you to their young and they'll be the most charming birds you've ever met if you befriend a magpie.
Magpies are fine when they haven't got babies in the tree.
It says, on the other hand, if you're mean to the magpie, they'll bear a grudge against you for a very long time. So were you mean to that magpie when you were walking home? You should have baked the magpie a pie, a nice warm pie, and said, Maggie, I'm here to be friends with you.
I was too busy running and screaming off down the street.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM.
Remember I was telling you a couple of days ago how I found that envelope in my handbag and it was like looked all tattered and worn and I opened it and there was $135 in there.
Yeah, which I said, and you didn't know where it came from, but I suggested you keep the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, how good is that? Luck's on my side.
What was written on the front? It said
utilities.
Utilities.
$135.
Yep.
And then it was cash in there and I was like, oh.
Have you found out who owns it?
No, I didn't find out, but I feel like because I spoke about it and I was like, oh, cheering, like, found money. Look at me. Good luck.
Have you spent it yet?
No, I haven't spent it, but I know what I'm going to have to spend it on because I've had the worst luck in the last couple of days. And they say it comes in threes. Well, that's a load of bull because I've had more than three bad things happen.
Well, run me through them. What happened?
So these are the things. So we're going on holidays next week, at the end of next week.
Yeah.
So I've been saving for my holiday. I've been trying to pay my mum back because I couldn't afford the flights. So I've been trying to save it up. I'd saved up all the money. And then these are the things that have happened to me. Electricity bill was through the roof.
Always comes at the worst time.
There goes my tax money. to pay for my electricity bill. I must have been using the heater too much over winter because it is crazy.
Yeah, but you leave the heater on just so when you get home it's nice and warm.
I don't.
You let it roll in so when you walk in, it's a nice warm house and you don't care about the environment. Or you just want to be warm when you walked in, a lady of leisure.
I do not even use my dryer because I'm so paranoid.
I saw you burning $100 bills at home trying to warm your hands. You just sort of had your hands on the $100 bills.
So that was number one. I then had my real estate message me and they said, you've missed a week of rent. You owe us a week of rent. And I was like, oh, great. So now I have to pay 2 weeks of rent this week.
How have you missed that? I thought not an automatic setup.
I think it's because they changed the accounts a couple of months ago.
Right.
And I think somehow it got mixed up and I missed a week. And I was like, awesome. Add that to the list. Yeah. Another week's worth of rent, which is a lot. And then thirdly, I got a flat tire the other day, which I told you about.
You did too.
And I took it to Tumby Tyres and More, which they're awesome down there at Tumby. And they said to me, they pulled off the tyre really quick and they said, oh, yep, I picked up a big roofing screw. They said, oh, we'll go patch it. Easy. He comes back out and he's like, bad news.
Oh, no.
The screw has actually dragged along the other side of the tyre. So it's like stuffed the tyre completely.
So you need a brand new one.
He's like, you need a brand new tyre. I was like, awesome. Great. Oh. Add that to the list. And then get this. Yesterday.
There's more.
They're so quick. They ordered the tyre within a day. They said, where's your car? We'll come to you to put this new tyre on. So I was sitting at home. The guy in the Tumby Tyres van rocks up. He has this new tyre. And they actually lent me one of their tyres to put on my car whilst I didn't have mine.
Yeah.
So they lent me this, like, you know, what would you call it?
A crappy tyre.
No, their tyre, it was a good tyre.
No, I know, but the spare one's always like, we'll just do that until you get the good one.
But it was still a decent tyre, and they lent me this tyre, and the guy's taken the tyre off, and he's changing it, and he comes back around, and he goes, I don't know how you've done this. There was a nail in that tyre as well. So I've picked up two nails within 2 days. Who does that happen to?
That is bad luck, isn't it?
I'm just waiting to walk outside and a bird take a crap on my head. Actually, they say that's good luck.
That is good luck. Mm. Maybe you should go looking for birds.
I'm just going to go hang out under the trees today.
Please, poo on me. I need something.
People are like, Gordy, what's Bree doing? Oh, no, she's batshit crazy.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
If you've been waiting for this chat, we've been promoting this chat.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing story. A woman... She passed away, she saw the light, and she came back to life.
Here's part one of our chat.
It's an absolutely fascinating story. I actually saw it on TV the other day, and it was a book, and I was, like, intrigued by it. And it was a woman by the name of Anita Morjani, and she's a New York Times bestseller. She's written Dying to Be Me, and her latest book also, What If This Is Heaven? And it's a truly remarkable story.
I've always wanted to chat to someone who has... essentially come back from the dead.
Exactly right.
And Anita joins us right now. Morning, Anita.
Morning.
Morning. How are you?
We are well. Where do we start with this story? I mean...
Where did it all begin?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it all began with a cancer diagnosis. I was diagnosed with lymphoma, which spread over a period of 4 years. It metastasized. And by the end of 4 years, I had tumors, some of them the size of lemons, all over my lymphatic system, which means all around my neck, like from the base of my skull, around my neck, under my arms, in my breasts, and all the way down to my abdomen. So it had spread like throughout my lymphatic system. And by that point, because of the cancer that had spread, my body was so weak that I stopped absorbing nutrition. And my lungs were filled with fluid. And the doctors told my family that this was it. I was going to die. And then I went into a coma. And the doctors basically said that I was dying and that my organs were now shutting down. And they told my family that I was not going to come out of the coma. So while I was in the coma and everybody thought I was dying, which I was, my physical body was actually dying and the organs were shutting down one by one. But I was aware of everything that was happening around me. And even though my eyes were closed and I was in my physical body was in the coma, I could see, hear, and feel everything that was happening in the hospital room around me.
Heard people describe it before. Did you feel like you were kind of floating above yourself and the room and you could see down on everyone? Is that kind of what it felt like?
It was, in fact, more than that. So it was like I was outside my body, but it was like I was a lot bigger, much okay. bigger. It was like I wasn't constrained by any, like when you're a physical body, you're of a particular size. It was like I was as big as, like my consciousness had expanded. And so it was like I had 360 degree peripheral vision.
Oh my
so
God.
I could see my physical body and I could see all the people all around, the doctors, the nurses, my family, my husband, my mom was there. And then it was like I expanded beyond the room. And I think some people would interpret that as though they were floating above and floating outside the room.
Mm-hmm.
But it felt like wherever I put my awareness, I was there in an instant. So I heard a conversation outside the room between the doctors and my husband, where the doctor was telling my husband that this was it. These were my final hours, and I wasn't going to be around for very long. And he was telling my husband to inform any family members or relatives. That
and Anita, did you ask your husband if this conversation happened? Did you check? Like, did you ask them,
yeah.
like, did you say this and did they say that?
They freaked out. The doctor freaked, everybody freaked out when I came out of the coma 30 hours later and I told them all this. I told them the whole procedure. I even recognized the doctor who'd done it, who apparently had never seen me and I'd never seen him before that, but I recognized him after. They were all really, really shocked. They were freaking out. They knew something had happened.
Wow. When you have a near-death experience like this, I guess a lot of people's question would be, did you see heaven? Did you see
did
the
you
gates?
Did you see the light?
Did you see the light? Would that be the number one question you get?
Yeah. So I saw sort of like I went into this really expansive space, like really, really expansive. So it was more than light. It was like I was moving further and further up or expanding more and more, depending how you look at it. Because it's not like how we perceive here in three dimension, it's a little harder to explain, like a different realm. And sometimes I use the analogy that if you imagine that you've never had sight in your life and you've never, so you don't know what colors are and you don't know, you've never seen color. Let's say you've been blind your whole life and let's say you've never seen color. You've never seen height. You don't know what it means to look up at the sky because you don't know what it means that the sky is blue or that there's a rainbow. Mm. And then all of a sudden, imagine if you have sight one day and all these things that you, the way you perceive the world around you, completely changes because previously the way you perceive the world is basically two-dimensional in the sense
right.
that you have to actually physically touch it and hear it. But suddenly when you get sight, it introduces a whole third dimension. And then now imagine if you have to explain that to people who have never had sight.
Impossible.
It's very, yeah. So that's what it felt like a whole other dimension just opened up to me.
Well, there it is, part one of our chat with Anita Morjani. And in part two of her chat, she talks about seeing her dad.
Yes.
And how she had a decision whether to pass away or come back to Earth. I mean, it's a fascinating chat.
And you won't believe what happens after she does decide to come back to life, the journey she then is confronted with.
That's next here at C.
Get up with Free and Jaunzy.
CFM.
Right now, we're currently halfway through our chat with a woman named Anita Morjani, and we're going to pick up the chat here. She's just told us about how she was going through her battle with cancer and she was losing her battle. The doctors had told her family that she was pretty much passing over
yep.
and to say their goodbyes. She told us that she crossed over into this other realm. She couldn't really explain it. She couldn't really tell you how it actually looked, but she was in this other side and she was put to a decision of whether to go or whether to stay.
Part two of our chat here. So you go through all that and then you come to and the cancer's just gone, right?
Because you said here you were given yeah. a choice. You were given a choice to return to your physical form or to continue into the new realm. What do you mean by that?
So while I was there in that realm, in this other dimension, I understood why I got cancer. I understood how every thought and every decision, or every choice and every decision through my life had contributed to that point where I was lying there on that hospital bed dying. And so I understood this. And I also felt that my dad, who had passed away 10 years prior, that he was there guiding me. And he was telling me it's not my time and I needed to go back. But I didn't want to go back because this realm was so beautiful and I was suffering here in the physical. And so I thought, well, no part of me wanted to come back into the physical. So I said, no, there's no reason to go back. It's so beautiful over here. And then I reached a point where I felt my dad tell me that I couldn't go any further. He said, if I go any further, I won't be able to turn back. And I was made to understand that my purpose wasn't completed. But it didn't feel like I was forced to turn back. It still felt like I had a choice. But it felt as though I then understood that because I now knew who I truly am and I now knew why I had the cancer, I knew that if I chose to come back into my physical body, the cancer would heal. I actually knew that.
Can the doctors even explain that, though? Because it sounded like it was as bad as it gets.
Yeah, it was. Their doctors could not explain it because they actually said that there is no way that cancer can just disappear like that. And one of the doctors even said, he said that you had billions of cancer cells in your body. Your organs were shutting down. Where did those cancer cells go? Because they literally disappeared in 3 weeks. In 3 weeks, they could find no trace of cancer. Yeah, in 3 weeks. And
that is
so they couldn't explain it.
It's a miracle.
It's an unbelievable. It literally is a miracle. Literally a miracle.
Thank you.
I want to know, so Anita,
I feel very blessed.
When you were on the other side, did you feel scared or did you feel at peace?
I felt at peace. Mm. I felt loved. I felt like I was surrounded or enveloped in this feeling of unconditional love like I've never felt before. It was just so amazing and it was freeing and liberating, and all the pain was gone, and it was just the most beautiful feeling ever.
So you don't fear death now?
No, I don't fear death. Life is scarier than death.
That's what a lot of people say.
That is a quote, isn't it?
And I guess it's a great way to look at, you know, something that some people are very scared of. That's amazing.
But does it also make you appreciate what you've got in this second chance and get you to live your life on a whole new perspective now and appreciate the gift of life?
Absolutely. And I know even though I said life is scarier than death, it is. But at the same time, it's made like facing death has actually made me lose my fear of life as well, because I know what's the worst that can happen is that I'll die. And so that when you don't fear that. So it has made me appreciate life because I now know that I'm here for a reason. But it's also made me live my life more fully and more fearlessly because I don't fear consequences as much as I used to.
And what do you think that reason is? Obviously, your time wasn't up and there was a reason you came back.
The purpose.
What was that purpose? Mm.
So really, for everyone, the purpose is to actually be who they are. I had lived a life of fear. And so I was a people pleaser and a doormat. And I'd always made myself small. And I was always worried about what other people thought of me. And I was always trying to fit in. Everything I did was to please other people and to fit in. So I was an extremely fearful person. And every decision I made from a place of fear of the consequences, as opposed to doing things because I want to do it or love to do it. The other interesting thing is, before I even got cancer, I used to eat really, really healthy. And I was somebody who used to eat organic. I was mostly vegan. I used to grow my own wheatgrass. And I was very, very careful about food. I used to take a lot of supplements. And that's because I was paranoid about getting cancer. I was so fearful of illness. And I used to fear eating meat and eating dairy and all the things that people say, oh, this can cause cancer, this can mess up with your hormones. And so I lived from a place of fear. And I'm not saying don't eat healthy, but this is what I am saying. If you eat healthy food because you love your life, because you love your body, because you love who you are and you want to live long, not because you fear illness.
Okay.
That's really what I want people to know.
That's amazing. Yeah. Anita Morjani, she's the author of New York Times bestseller Dying to Be Me and her latest book, What If This Is Heaven?
I thought you were going to tell us to go eat as much takeaway as we like, and I was about to rejoice, Anita, and just go, this is awesome. Anita said I could. Okay.
You know what? If you actually believe that that is good for your body or good for you, and you can. And do you know our bodies are actually wiser and more resilient than we give them credit to be? And your bodies actually can handle some junk food.
You haven't seen my body, Anita, but I appreciate that.
That's good news, Anita, for us. Very good news. What a truly remarkable story. We really appreciate you coming on this morning and sharing that with us. It's truly amazing.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me on your show.
Get up with Free and Jaunty.
CFM.
Get ready.
It's the Battle of the Schools Grand Final. From East Gosford, we have St. Patrick's, and they're up against Warnervale's Lake Scrammer.
Red Energy, proud supporter of the community. Free and Jaunty's Battle of the Schools, 101.3 CFM.
Battle of the Schools. It is $10,000 for the winning school here this morning. We've got Andy and Isabella here. How are you guys feeling from St. Pat's? Andy, how are you feeling for this morning, mate?
Nervous.
He's nervous. Isabella,
you
pumped
up. Don't
let
him trick you. Remember, he's the silent assassin. That's over right. There in the corner.
He's getting into the heads of the other guys over there. Isabella, how are you feeling for the grand final?
Nervous but excited.
All right.
She feels calm. You feel calm, Isabella.
They're in the zone. They're ready to play.
We've got Liam and DeLuke over here from Lake Scrammer. How are you boys feeling? How are you feeling, Liam?
Good.
Okay, and what about you, DeLuke?
Excited and cold.
Excited and cold.
Good answers. They're confident over here from Lake Scrammer. I like that.
DeLuke...
It is cold. I will agree with DeLuke.
Yeah. I'm watching DeLuke this morning. He looks like he's on the money today. He's ready to play.
Trust me, they're a powerful duo, these two from Lake Scrammer.
They're staring each other off on opposite ends of the courtyard here. We are going to get to that grand final very soon. New South Wales NRL legend Danny Badiris is here with us this morning, ambassador for Red Energy. And Danny, Red Energy do some great work around the community. They like to get involved, don't they, mate?
Yeah, they sure do. Yeah. It's easy to switch over. An Australian-based company, obviously, and Snowy Hydro Scheme, and they just love giving back to the community, so it's easy to switch over. 131486 if you're keen, and it's nice and easy.
I actually looked into it.
You're doing
two
it?
Days ago, because my electricity bill was through the roof. And can I say, I believe I'm switching. I am. I'm switching.
Switch
They're looking
over.
After me. Yeah.
I mentioned it already this morning, but Bree likes to leave the heater on when she's out of the house. So when she gets home, it's nice and warm. So that's how she rolls, you know.
I'm all about the environment.
Danny, we've also been doing over the last couple of months with this. It's like a wild card thing, right? So any school that entered was in with a chance of winning $2,500 for their school. We've done that. We've done the pre-draw. Can we announce right now the winner of $2,500?
Yeah, we sure can. A big Red Energy congratulations to Killarney Vale Public School.
Oh, yes!
Killarney Vale Public!
Yeah.
With $2,500 for their school.
Red Energy, if they hadn't already done enough, they just wanted to give a bit more back to the community, and that'll do big things at Killarney Vale Public School. That's awesome.
Straight to the sporting department, I reckon.
Oh, yeah.
Get some
new footies.
Yeah, new jerseys and stuff. So big congrats to those guys. Thanks for registering for Battle of the Schools. Should we get into this grand final, Bree?
I think it's time.
Oh.
The
Next
kids
on
are
the
ready.
Show.
They're ready.
Playing for $10,000. Next on the show, it is Battle of the Schools. Who's going to go home with 10 grand? Well, not home. Goes to the school. DeLuke, you're not spending it on yourself, buddy. It goes to your school.
I know you bought a big bag thinking it was going to be all in cash, DeLuke, but there's no cash here, all right?
He's ready to walk out here Ocean's 11 style with the money, with $10,000. There's a big trophy on the line as well. We play next here at sea.
Get up with Free and Gaunzi.
CFM.
We're about to kick into our Battle of the Schools grand final thanks to Red Energy giving away $10,000 to a local school here on the coast. Danny Medeiros is here with us this morning, New South Wales NRL legend.
I feel like I'm facing the guy who stole Christmas for me because I'm a Queenslander.
Oh, true.
So the amount of times you ruin memories for me, Danny,
Don't worry, all your Christmases have been at once the last 10 or 12 years, so
that's
you're
very
good.
True.
Danny, quick question. There's a lot of talk about the New South Wales coach at the moment. Any chance we could see you in the chair?
No, it's a lot of big talking point, isn't it? But, you know, there's I'm sure some good applicants are going to put through, and they'll need to get it over and done with pretty soon. I'd say by the end of the season, there'll be a new coach installed. But
people are talking about Joey. We all know you were the brains behind that operation, Danny. Come on.
Well, I don't mind. I'd love to see Joey do it. Joey's obviously got one of the sharpest footy minds going around, and whoever's going to be the coach, they've got to do it their own way. That's the number one thing, and whoever it is has got a big job to do.
Knowing Joey, do you think he'll step up?
I don't think he'd do the head role, but okay. He really wants to be involved, and you know, New South Wales would be mad not to get him involved, and you know, there's Brad Fittler there, and maybe there'll be a full-time NRL coach as well that it might
Fittler
step forward.
And Joey Johns, imagine the passion that they would bring. That'd
You've
be
heard
awesome.
It from Danny Medeiros here first on CFM. Our vote was with you, mate, just quietly.
Exclusive.
Just let's kick into a Battle of the Schools Grand Final.
Get ready.
It's the Battle of the Schools Grand Final. From East Gosford, we have St. Patrick's. And they're up against Warnervale's Lake Scrummer.
Red Energy, proud supporter of the community. Free and Gaunty's Battle of the Schools. 101.3 CFM.
Feels like any other grand final day, Bree. The nerves are high right now.
Yeah, trust me. My hands are shaking and I'm not even taking part.
Can I just say to both the schools that have come this far, whether you win or lose today, solid effort getting to the grand final. You've done very well. Let's hear it for these guys getting all this way to the grand final of Battle of the Schools.
I was just speaking to Isabella and Andy from St. Pat's, and apparently kids are putting in their requests for the 10 grand. Andy, what was the main request? What do the kids want?
We need grass, please.
Grass? They got
some
no
grass.
Grass.
Yeah, they need some new grass.
Okay, and for Lake Scrammer, what do you guys need to spend the cash on at your school?
We need some more sports stuff.
Kids always love the sports
Liam,
stuff,
you're
don't
onto
they?
It, mate. I totally agree.
All right.
Anything to do with sport, I'm about.
Let's do it, guys. Playing for $10,000 for your school. It is best of five.
It is best of five. Let's test the buzzers just before we begin. St. Pat's?
Pat's.
Pat's. Nice work. And grammar?
Lakes.
Nice work.
With lakes.
Make sure it's nice and loud, guys, because we need to hear.
Loopy Laz is the final judge, by the way.
She is the final judge. So we need to hear your buzzer clearly, because we have seen in the past it's all about who buzzes in first, because you're that smart, you know all the questions. All right.
Oof, man.
Here we go.
Here's the questions.
The grand final. Just bring Battle of the Schools.
Drone down just a touch back in the studio. We're out in the courtyard at the moment. All right.
All right.
Here we go.
Question number one. Buzz in when you know the answer. Name the building that the Queen of England is in.
Buckingham Palace.
He's nailed it over here for Lakes Grammar.
First points to Lakes Grammar on the
nice
board.
Nice work, Liam. Very well done. One to Lakes. Question number two. How many letters are there?
Lakes hat.
Lakes is in.
26.
He's onto it.
Lakes Grammar.
That's all right, guys. St. Pat's, you're still in this.
Straight up points. We've seen people come back from here.
Easily. Question number three. Which breed of dog has black spots?
Pats.
Pats is in first.
Dalmatian.
It is a Dalmatian. Nice.
They're fighting back.
Shots fired back. Here we go.
One more point to Lakes and they win the $10,000 for their school.
Two to Lakes, one to Pats. Question number four. Melbourne is in which
state? Lakes. Victoria.
Lakes are taking over.
Lakes
from
the $10,000 for the school. $10,000 thanks to Red Energy, boys. You've won it for your school. Looks like that sport equipment's coming your way.
Nice work, Liam and DeLuke.
Congratulations. Well done, boys. They're too excited to talk.
How good was your performance today, boys, out of 10?
Let DeLuke decide that. I think...
Don't think about it. It was a 10.
It's a 10 out of 10. You've won it, mate. 10 out of 10 for $10,000. Let's hear it for some
nice
Pats as well.
Nice work, St. Pats. We're all the way way to the finals.
They really fought back there to try and take it up for $10,000. Massive thanks again to Red Energy, always giving 110% to the community. And providing $10,000 for a school here is just unbelievable. So
it is game-changing for that school, so it'll be awesome to see what they do with it.
There's some signed Red Energy hats. I'm guessing that's from Danny Badiris. Okay, great. I didn't know if Loopy Laz got in there and just signed some hats for the guys.
That is something Loopy Laz would do. So.
Let's hear it again for these guys. Danny, thanks for coming down, mate.
Nice work, Danny Badiris.
Well done, guys. Great event. Very closely fought. I was going with some pats in the end to make a game of it, but well done to the guys here at Lakes.
Battle of the Schools here at CFM. Well done.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
CFM.
We're going to give away all of these trips because there's going to be a ton of them to see Ed Sheeran in Melbourne.
I hope today is the secret day because we've given away a stack. 13, 12, 16 right now if you want to get your voice on the air.
And there's no change in the day. They've locked it into that envelope.
It's fully locked
it's
in.
Here in the studio. You can't change it.
They might be out there freaking out going, no, it's locked up. It can't be changed.
It's all locked up. Lock and key.
I'm just going to go full random on it here.
Why not?
Let's just go. Good morning. Who's that?
Morning.
Hi, it's Sharon.
Sharon, guess what? You're in the draw for today for Secret Ed Sheeran Day.
Yay, thank you.
Have you got a good feeling about today, Shaz, being the secret day?
Yeah, very good feeling.
We hope it's today too, Shaz.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Me too.
Heading into the weekend. Hello, who have we got there?
Hello.
Hi, it's Taryn. How are you?
Oh,
Taryn, you're on the list.
Oh, thank you so much.
Nice work.
Are you down for any other days, Taz?
I did get on Monday, but I also just wanted to wish everyone a happy Father's Day for this weekend as well.
Oh, that's lovely, Taryn. Nice. Well, two chances then, Monday and today. Good luck.
Thank you.
We announce it before the end of the show.
Let's take another one. Hello, who's that?
It's Lockie.
Lockie, you're on the list for Friday.
Wonderful, thank you.
Nice work.
Hold there.
He knows the drill. He goes, that's all I need to do.
Last one. Who we got there?
Hello.
Isaac from Wombril.
Isaac from Wombril.
Mate, you're on the list.
Yeah, I've been trying for ages.
Nice work.
Thank you.
Have you got a good feeling about Friday, mate? We find out just before 9.
Look, mate, it's Friday. My car's already run out of petrol today, so I'll
feel from here. You need something to bring it back up again.
Good luck.
I wish we knew the day, honestly.
Just one more.
All right. Which one do you want? Who do you want?
Oh, I'm going to be in much trouble.
All right.
They're that one.
Hello. Who's that?
Bree.
Bree?
Is this your friend, Bree?
Pardon?
Are you friends with Bree?
No.
Oh, different Bree. Okay.
Breeze on the coast.
I thought it sounded like your friend, though.
It does sound like her. Well, guess what, Bree? You're on the list for Friday.
Thank you so much.
Good luck.
Not too long to wait until we find out which day this week it has been for Secret Ed Sheeran Day. Secret Katy Perry Day was a Thursday.
Yes, it was.
So
I have a good feeling about Friday, but I've said that every day this week.
It is a big secret. It's the biggest secret on the coast. Ed Sheeran live in Melbourne. Tickets to the show, flights, accommodation.
To see the superstar himself.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
CFM.
The phones have gone it's a bit of an old radio saying, into meltdown, Brie.
Into meltdown.
They've melted down.
If you are hanging out for the Ed Sheeran reveal, if you've got yourself on air with us this week, we've pushed it back a little bit later just in the hope that today is the day so we can get a few more people on.
We're trying to squeeze as many people on the air today just in case it is the day.
Honestly, don't go out into the office.
Well, I've already got a text.
Yammo's fuming.
Yeah, we've been told to ease up. They've said, honestly, ease up.
Nah.
All right. Now, another chance just before we announce the day.
One more chance will be.
Yep.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I love it. Before we get to that, it's that time of the week for this.
Free and Gaudy, we clear rap.
Yeah.
All right. Jack the Rapper, local accountant, but also amateur rapper here at CFM.
He just gets better by the week.
He really does.
Unbelievable.
He's been doing some amazing ones lately.
He really has.
I think he's got another one for us this week.
All right. What are the news topics we're making this week?
For the week, of course, the VMAs with this week. So they've made the list for the weekly rap. The recap of the Conor McGregor Mayweather fight, which happened on Sunday. The anti-marriage equality ad that got released this week has made the cut, and also the Game of Thrones finale. And, of course, the hurricane in Houston and people donating money has made the list as well.
It's just been another big week of news.
It has.
Jack the Rapper with the weekly rap, all those topics right now in this to a great beat.
It's like yawn. The jury is out. VMAs, no replay, more sleep than shout. Underwhelming award show when the winner announced. Kendrick Lamar took the most home, but it's about no doubt, no spoilers, but finally we are being presented with the finale. Another season down, another fight for the crown. Game of Thrones on the haters just for now. But in the meantime, poor screen time was allowed on anti-marriage equality ads like wow. What a way to spend the taxpayers' dollars. Hope you're proud. Isolating, degrading, and truly humiliating. A weak attempt and poor execution. Nothing positive say. Don't want your contribution. Evolution, a solution. Mayweather, McGregor, round 10 knockout. He tried to weather the weather, and whether or not you knew it is happening. Tropical storm Harvey, it is saddening. The storm in Houston, people are tackling. Mass flooding, and they are truly grappling. It hurts to say. Death toll at 30. Thoughts and prayers go out to all affected and hurting. Over $10 million raised in aid as of today. Humans helping humans, that's the right way.
Jack the Rapper with the weekly rap here at CFM.
Always a stellar job.
A great beat too. That's the Black Eyed Peas' Jack Johnson Gone Going.
Yeah, it's cool, get isn't that. It?
It's a great song.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
CFM.
We've gone live on our Facebook page right now, so you can jump onto cfm.com.au. There's one person who knows the secret Ed Sheeran day, and that is the pregnant enforcer Alana.
She's the safest only person to hold the secret because you don't want to mess with her right now, trust me. How many months pregnant are you?
Seven.
You don't cross her.
Dear Lord. She's scary.
We've got a special guest who's going to announce the day in just a sec, but more people.
Yeah, let's put some more people on. Quick, quick, before Yammo finds out.
Hello, CFM, who's that?
Who's that?
That's Anthony.
Anthony.
Morning, mate. You're on the list for Friday.
Fantastic.
All right, if we announce Friday, you're off to Melbourne to see Ed Sheeran. You want to go cover anyone else?
Yeah, go one more.
One more.
Alana's not happy.
Hello, who's that?
Hey, it's Amanda.
Nice
Amanda.
Work, you're on the list.
For Friday. Good luck.
Good luck, Amanda.
All right,
we better stop.
Okay.
We're going to get in heaps of trouble.
Let's get down to it then. We need to welcome our special guest into the studio to announce the day. It's Ed Sheeran himself.
I think that Ed Sheeran might be fake. Oh no, it looks legit.
It looks a lot like Loopy Laz with a mask on.
Not a very good mask.
Oh, sorry, Ed, I didn't mean
to. Sorry, Ed. Do you want to come around here, Ed? Come around here, mate.
All right.
You're not as good looking in real life and you're kind of small.
Kiss the fake Ed Sheeran, Bree. Just lay one on it.
Loopy Laz hated that.
All right, we're about to announce what day is the secret day.
Oh, my God.
Live on Facebook. Ed Sheeran has the top secret envelope. You can even set top secret on it, Bree.
So it must be top secret. Where has this been, Alana, the pregnant enforcer? Have you been holding this?
It's been in my top drawer all week. So anyone who went through my top drawer might have seen. No, just joking.
I thought she was
going to
say it's been down my top. I was going to say no one's touching that. All right.
I'll jump in there.
Wait. Oh, Ed Sheeran, hang on.
All right.
Oh, my God, I'm so nervous.
Here we go. The secret Ed Sheeran day this week. Everyone live on our show for this day is off to Melbourne to see Ed Sheeran. Flights, accommodation. What day?
And the day is...
Is it going to be... Wednesday for Ed Sheeran Day.
Chantel in Bluehaven, Ali in Budgie Ward, Jackson in Empire Bay, Adam in Killarney Vale, Ebony in Bluehaven, Jade in San Remo, Danielle in Warnervale. The list goes on and on and on.
Every single person on Wednesday gets tickets to see Ed Sheeran live in Melbourne.
Flights, I think that, accommodation. Who's there?
Let's go to, I think it's Ebony.
Ebony,
yeah. You're going to Melbourne.
You're off to Melbourne.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, girl.
Congratulations.
Mama Di was right.
She predicted... Oh, don't tell her that. She'll never shut up.
How did she... Katy Perry Day and Ed Sheeran Day,
she always
predicted.
Says she feels it in her waters. That's how she predicts,
The water's paid off.
Yep.
Wow. Who are you going to take with you, Ebony?
God.
My sister-in-law, actually.
Sister-in-law to Melbourne.
Yes.
Have you seen Ed live before?
No, I haven't. I've never seen anyone live.
Oh, this is the way to do it.
This is a huge prize, Ebony. Congratulations.
It's amazing. Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Congratulations, everyone that was on air that day and everyone that called through to our show and got on air as well.
Did you hear the list? How many people are going? It's huge.
How many we got? Like 12 people going,
don't we? There's so many. It's crazy.
Congratulations to everyone. Wednesday.
And we will deal with the backlash we're going to cop from Nemo.
Well, Wednesday was another day where we just pumped a couple of people on at the end of the show as well. So we did do it. Yeah. Wednesday, the secret Ed Sheeran day.
So good. Man.
What a way to wrap up the show.
I'm so excited for all of those people. That's awesome.
Oh, man. Unbelievable.
The biggest Ed Sheeran secret on the coast just revealed.
And for anyone watching us on Facebook Live right now, thanks for tuning into the Facebook page. But, oh, there you go. I'm done. My adrenaline's pumping.
Yeah. Exhausted.
I'm having a sleep. We'll catch you tomorrow for our Saturday show. Have a great Friday, guys.
We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Oh, yeah.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy. CFM.